background noise. We are recording now. We'll start the Q&A with Tori. Would please raise your hand if you have any questions and we'll call on you. Start off with Steve Gilbert.
Hey, Tori. Saw you out there talking to Jordan Lawler. Could you just kind of share what that was like meeting him?
Yeah, I mean, he's a fantastic kid and a fantastic player. And, you know, it's not the first time I've had a chance to interact with him. And, you know, just it was a good moment for all of us, a good moment for this organization. Just touch base with him on the common things, you know. We're always here. If you got any questions, never hesitate reaching out. We do things in a very uncommon way here. We care about one another on a deep level. Just want to make sure that I revisited some of the things that I've talked to him about or texted him about. And just good to see him face to face. Good to see him dressed up in our uniform. It was great to meet his family, his mom and his grandparents. So they're all very proud of him, as we are too.
So you've kind of texted a little bit back and forth with him since the draft.
I did, you know, I occasionally reached out to him to let him know I was thinking about him, and he was always getting back to me. So we had a little exchange going on that I was grateful for. So we're at whatever direction he decided to go into and I know he had some tough decisions to make. I just want to let him know that we were supporting him, and if he had any questions through the process, that we were here for him. And I wanted to make sure that my name was at the top of that list, and we established a little bit of a rapport, a little bit of a connection.
Jack Summers.
Hi, Tori. Just saw the news come through that Cattell was activated today.
Right.
He's not in the lineup today. I assume he's available off the bench. And, you know, just can you walk us through how all that went in his rehab process?
Yeah, the rehab process was a grinding one for him. He was challenged in a lot of different ways, and he accepted those challenges. He went to Reno for a couple of days and played in some games up there, which we all felt was very important. The group that made the decision felt like getting him into a baseball routine, going to the ballpark, getting his pregame stuff done, taking batting practice, having there be a little delay, going out playing a game, probably a little bit higher intensity from what he was doing in the AZL was super important. He did that, and he's ready. We wanted to make sure that we weren't going to rush this process, because another setback is going to take him into a totally different direction when it comes to his year. So we wanted to make sure that he was ready to go. And he, like I said, accepted every challenge, and he's going to help us win baseball games. And he's healthy, and we're really excited about that.
Any other questions for Tori? Go ahead, Nick.
Do you have any other injury updates?
Clarkie threw last night, threw the ball extremely well. I think it was 10 pitches or less, if I can remember reading the game report. But felt good, super aggressive. Seth Frankoff will throw today. I know I mentioned that. Luke Weaver is targeting some more live at-bats, a sim game. I don't know the exact day, but everybody's doing well. Our injury report is shrinking, and guys are getting healthy, which we're all super excited about. As far as the two COVID positives, I've been in touch with them via text, and they're both feeling okay. Still feeling some of the symptoms, but better today than yesterday. So we're thankful for that. And then the other three players are continuing to get tested, and we're still getting very good results from their tests. Nothing has come back positive.
Do you know yet how long they have to continue to test negative before they can come back? The contact tracing guys, not the COVID positive.
Right. You know, I know what the league is asking for, but I've been told, I don't know if it's true or not, I've been told that in certain cases that period of time has been shortened. So I don't know what it will be. I know the maximum amount of days it is, which is 7, but I don't know if we can shorten that. I'm hopeful that we will.
Back to you, Jack.
Luke Weaver, you know, at one point it kind of seemed that him and Taylor Clark were tracking same. You had been updating their bullpen reports and everything in tandem. But subsequently he fell a little behind. Was that falling behind, or was it always the plan for him to be behind Taylor?
I think it was the plan. I think it was two different types of injuries. And I think in Luke's case, we're being a little bit more cautious and giving that shoulder a little bit more time to heal. So that plan has not changed at all. They just got neck and neck there. I know they were throwing their bullpens, but Taylor was on a different plan because of that type of injury.
Anything else for Tori?
Forgive me, Alex. I have a glitch on my Zoom where I don't have the raise my hand, but I would like to ask Tori a question.
Sure. Go ahead, David Ben.
David, how you doing? I haven't seen you in a while, man.
Hey, good to see you.
Yeah.
My question is about, and forgive me if this was asked to you last night, but my question is about Miguel, how he was thrown in the fire in a situation like last night, coming up and facing the three guys that he faced and doing, being able to do what he did, if you could comment on that.
Yeah, first of all, I told several that I was going to try and give him softest landing as possible, but you know, he came in with a tying run at third base and no outs and got three huge outs. And if I'm looking at the game and dissecting it, we won the baseball game because of him, and several others too, but his performance stood out to me, and didn't surprise any of us that know him. He is a very tough player, a very tough man. He's pitched in some rugged circumstances in his home country. So we knew that he would be unfazed by the surroundings. The general excitement, I know, was probably at an all-time high when he walked on the mound, but you could tell he was executing at a very high level and he blocked everything out and didn't surprise any of us. Like I said, for those of us that knew him, we knew he'd come in there and figure out how to get the job done.
Thanks, Tori. Mm-hmm.
Any more questions for Tori?
Thanks, you guys.
Right. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Tori.